From the newsroom, I'm Charles Collins. Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi narrowly survived a loud and contentious no-confidence motion today that left his center-right government clinging to power by a handful of votes. Eamon McCarthy reports.
Berlusconi's survival was ensured with 314 votes against 311 in the lower house of parliament. The result reinforced Berlusconi's reputation as one of the great survivors of Italian politics, but left him badly weakened, without the numbers in parliament to ensure stability, at a time of big economic challenges and a menacing eurozone debt crisis. After a year overshadowed by corruption and sex scandals and an acrimonious split with former ally Gianfranco Fini that caused him a secure parliamentary majority, the result offered at least a temporary lifeline to the 74-year-old prime minister. Meanwhile, riot police blocked off the centre of Rome and clashed with thousands of demonstrators. Protesters also marched in other cities across the country. The marches follow weeks of bitter protests against the government, its austerity measures and planned education reform. Italy has one of the heaviest public debt burdens in the world, at almost 120% of gross domestic product, but it has largely escaped the eurozone's debt storm thanks to tight control of spending and a conservative banking system that avoided excesses during the market boom. Markets were further reassured last week when the 2011 budget was passed in Parliament ahead of Tuesday's confidence votes. I'm Eimear McCarthy.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.